Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming out. It's great to be out here in Vegas. Thanks to Commissioner Yormark for getting this all set up. And we're excited to get things started here at the end of July. We're excited about our football team. We've got a lot of returning guys. But as everybody does, they have a lot of new guys as well. So it'll be nice to mesh those guys together come August. Competitive league, as usual. Great parity with the amount of schools and new schools we have, especially the ones that we play. So we're excited about the challenge.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions. Again, please raise your hand. We'll get you a handheld microphone. Please stand, state your name and your affiliation. We have right down here in the third row on the right-hand side.
Coach, you obviously came from North Dakota State, and there's been a few other notable coaches that have come from FCS, Division II, even NAIA with Kalen DeBoer and his success after his time at Sioux Falls. What does it mean to you to see these guys getting these opportunities from coaching in those ranks, and do you think those guys tend to be overlooked sometimes?
I've said this since the day that I arrived in Manhattan, and football is football, and you just need opportunities. And when you get opportunities, and if you're having success, you're going to get those opportunities. And I've known Kalen for a while. Was so excited for him with the run they made last year. And there's a lot of good football coaches at all different levels. And I think you're going to continue to see coaches from NAI, Division II, FCS, so forth, get opportunities.
We're on the left side in the fifth row.
Yeah, Chris, Barry Trammell with the Tulsa World. The esteemed voters of the Big 12 preseason poll picked you guys second, but they put none of your guys on the all-conference team. How do you rectify those two decisions?
Don't pay a whole lot of attention to it, to be honest with you. Everybody sees it, but it's not something that we talk about an awful lot. I hope it shows people the overall depth and value of our roster and how important our role players are and how important our players are as far as if you're a successful team, individual honors at the end of the season are going to come. I'm sure that our players, if you'd ask them, they probably saw both polls, and I don't know if they're excited, disappointed, but I know they were aware that there was nobody from K-State on one of those teams, but you still got to perform. And we've got a lot of work to do before we get to end of August.
We'll stay on the left side here in the third row.
Hey, Chris. Colin Wilson with the Action Network. The hiring Matt Wells comes in as co-offensive coordinator. He has a huge history with quarterbacks, specifically 2018 Jordan Love at Utah State. What does he bring to Avery Johnson, and what led you to bring him in?
Matt and I have been friends for more than a decade and had always talked, even when he was at Tech and I was here at K-State. And then when he went to Oklahoma, he and I have always stayed in contact. And it was just maybe the right time for him to get back on the field and truly coach. And we talked all through that bowl prep, and he was the one who I wanted to hire. It was just trying to get through that bowl time, and it worked out. But a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge with quarterbacks, and I've already seen in a short period of time, just the second semester, the value of him being with Avery. There's a great mesh there. There's a great comfort between the two guys. They are on the same page an awful lot. And I know that Avery, as well as our offensive staff, coaches, Coach Riley, our offensive coordinator, excited about some of the things that Coach Wells is going to bring to K-State, especially in the pass game. And I know that everybody wants to know what the heck we're going to do, but we'll wait until the fall to unveil that. But excited, super excited to have Matt and his family in Manhattan.
Okay, we'll go over here to the right side in the center.
Hey, Chris. Kevin Fielder from EMO Online. The secondary returns a lot of talent from last year. How important is that as you guys transition into this season with, a fairly similar defensive structure?
That's really important. There's such talented offenses in this league, really good quarterbacks, really good skill players. And so for us to have bookend corners back in Keenan Garber and Jacob Parrish is really important for us. Those guys have played a lot of football. And then to have most of our safeties. V.J. Payne's played a ton of football. Marquis Siegel, who's with us, has played a lot of football. Colby McAllister's played a lot. And then we've got some freshmen that are ready to step up as redshirt freshmen. A couple of transfers, a kid named Jordan Riley that I think people are going to learn and know an awful lot about by the end of the season. But you need to have great depth in the secondary, and we feel that that's an area that we have done a really good job of recruiting and developing talent and then sprinkling in a transfer because you need to be really good in the secondary in this league.
We'll go to the left side about three-fourths of the way back.
Yes, Brian Peterson with AZ Desert Swarm. You kind of have the unique nature of playing 10 conference games with the Arizona game not counting towards it. Was there any discussion of pushing that off because of the fact that they're in the league now?
I think it was probably too late when everything got finished up with scheduling, and I'm glad that we're playing Arizona. They're a terrific football program, and it's a great early season game for the Big 12 to get on national TV on a Friday night, so that excites us, and I know it excites Arizona. There's really good talent on both teams. I'm hoping we ultimately get to an even number of conference games so that we're not on the 9-5 away, 4 at home. Then it's more of a 4-4 split of 8 games or even a 10, because if you're going to have to play a Power 5, you might as well play it in your league and get 5-5. But it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great showcase for the Big 12 in early September.
Back here on the left side again in the center.
Don Williams from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Coach, I believe you play five teams that are either new to the conference or second year in the Big 12. To what extent, if any, did that mean any extra work in preparation for your coaching staff?
Yeah, it definitely gave us a lot more work in the summer. And the month of June is already busy enough with recruiting and camps. And now we don't have the database like you'd have against with a Tech or a Baylor or a TCU. We've got five new schools, or even BYU and Cincinnati have been in our league, but we didn't play them last year, so we don't have much data on them. And then we've got the two Arizona schools in Colorado. So a lot of extra work. I think it's excitement, though, for the fans. For both schools, as far as whether it's us going to Provo and seeing a great environment, because I've been there and I know it's a phenomenal environment, to us going to Boulder and seeing a great environment, or those other schools potentially coming to our place and seeing a great environment in Manhattan. I think the fan base of all the schools are going to be excited because they're going to see really good football and they're going to see some different teams that they haven't seen throughout the year.
Right down here in the front row.
Kenneth Berry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Coach, obviously you lose a lot of, you know, senior leadership in BB, what he meant to the offensive line, and obviously the offensive line being the quarterback's best friend. How have you kind of just this offseason, you know, tried to get the O-line to kind of embody his spirit? And when will he, you know, be put in the Ring of Honor?
I don't probably make that decision, but Beebs had a phenomenal career and he will be in the Ring of Honor for sure. But it's interesting, we lost four really good senior offensive linemen, but we have four really good senior offensive linemen returning, and that's something that maybe goes overlooked a little bit, the value of what Connor Riley does for our offense and for our program and for that room in the offensive line room, to lose the amount of seniors that we had and then still return the amount of seniors. Hadley Panzer, Taylor Poitier, Carver Willis have really taken over the reins from those guys that have left and have tried to keep that engine running. And we've always been really, really good up front, and it's due to Coach Riley, but it's those guys that have been in the program that want to stay and want to be developed and not want to get in the transfer portal just because they don't play in their first year. And an offensive line's a different deal. It takes sometimes a few years to develop. And, you know, we've got got Hadley and Carver back that have played a lot. TP's played a lot. Andrew Linegang's going to play a lot of football that's been around. Sam Heck's going to play a lot of football that's been around. So we have experienced guys that have been with our program. They're just going to gain on-field experience quickly in the non-con.
Okay, on the right side, about three-fourths of the way back.
Hi, Coach Kleeman. Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. Going from the offensive line to the defensive line here, how important will the physicality and experience up front defensively be given the talent of the ground games in this conference as well as the importance of the pass rush?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate that we've always had a lot of depth in our defensive line. Coach Tui and Coach Wyatt do a great job, and we're probably going to have eight or nine deep on the defensive line, and we've always rotated guys really well. But, you know, we've got 2 6-year senior defensive ends in Brendan Mott and Cody Stuffelbein coming back that have been in the program for a long time, and they'll hold those young kids that are going to play a lot to a high standard, to a high expectations. But I'm really comfortable and excited about the amount of defensive linemen that we have that have played a lot of Big 12 football, as well as some of the new guys that we have coming on, some freshmen that will be redshirt freshmen that I think can really be effective pass rushers. And there's no doubt about it. You've got to be able to stop the run, and you've got to be able to get a good rush on the passer.
Okay, we'll go far left side, fifth row.
Hey, Chris. Jenny Carlson with Beyond the Box Score. You guys played Oklahoma State last year when Ollie Gordon was just getting going. You obviously know what really good running backs look like at K-State. I'm curious just what impresses you about him, and obviously they'll be in Manhattan this year. What's the challenge of handling him?
Yeah, he's a tremendous talent. He's got really good speed. He's a home run hitter, as well as he can run through arm tackles. And he had a breakout season, and it's probably started around our game, and he continued to elevate. And he's a terrific football player, and we're glad we play him in Manhattan and not Stillwater. We've struggled in Stillwater, and we've played better in Manhattan. But that's the nature of our league. You're going to face really talented running backs each week. You're going to face talented quarterbacks, and you've got to stay healthy, and you've got to do a great job of trying to eliminate explosive plays. And last year, Ollie got us on a couple big ones, and we've got to prevent that.
On the right side, second row, right here in the middle.
All right. Coach Lynn Harrington with Stay Alive in Power 5. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. So we're going to talk about, you have one of the most talented running backs in this league, and DJ Giddens. Last season, he split carries with Trayshawn Ward. Do you plan on giving him more of a workload this fall, or how's that going to work out with the
rushers? It'll probably be pretty similar in the fact of DJ can carry it 30 times, and he did that a few times for us last year. He can carry it 20 times. DJ's an every down back, and I think he's tremendously underrated in our league. DJ is just a phenomenal football player. That's a great kid, great pass protection, great out of the backfield catching the ball. He's going to have a dynamite year for us. We just have surrounded him now with some more talent that we don't maybe have to rely on him as much. There's some games that we're going to give it to him, and he'd be ready for it. And there's other games where we've got to spread it around more, and we've got to throw the ball a little bit more so that the offense or the running game does open up. And so we got another tailback in Dylan Edwards that's a really good complement to DJ with, you know, kind of some speed as well as electricity and elusiveness in the open field. So that's the thing that probably excites us the most, as offensively we have a lot of guys around Avery.
Final question will come on the left side, halfway back.
Coach Jason Shear, Wildcat Authority. For the four new teams to the conference that maybe aren't familiar with Kansas State, how would you describe your brand of football?
Consistent. Don't beat themselves. try to play really good defense, try to rush the football, try to, you know, not turn the ball over and hit the explosive plays when you have the opportunity. But hopefully a physical brand of well-disciplined kids that play the game the right way. And I'm excited because of all those teams. We're going to find out a lot about them, too, because there's really talented football teams coming into this league. And that's why it's so hard to predict how any order of finish could be with all the new teams that are coming in.